Hello, brethren. This is my word of encouragement that was delayed since May. On a personal note, we've decided, as you're aware, to go to the UK for the Feast of Tabernacles to see our families. We know that some of you who've attended the feast in Ottawa may well wish to attend a bigger feast site and connect with more brethren and follow our pastor to Collingwood. We pray that no one will miss the feast and that the many blessings it affords will be seen in your lives. We're praying for all of you as we go overseas. In preparation for the trip, I bought a new iPhone that comes with facial recognition, which is now part of the digital world that's creeping into our lives. I think we can admit publicly, we went into McDonald's. And in McDonald's, they have instead of a person to serve you, they have a screen, a touch screen. The new AI, as they say, where you order everything on the screen, pay for it on the screen, then you go up and collect it. Today I want to talk about digital IDs. What do I mean ID? This is an ID, a health card. We all have one, or we should all have one, so we can get health services. There's another one here, a driver's license, which is now out of date, and I'm stopped from driving, although I'm taking the test on Monday. So they're the same as the physical IDs, such as your driving license, your health card, and your passport. These documents serve to identify who you are. So if you go somewhere that nobody knows you, you can produce this document to prove who you are, usually with a very unflattering photograph. Now, the United Nations has mandated all countries in the world to adopt digital IDs. It's part of their sustainable development goals. We have a picture of all the goals here if you want to look afterwards. The United Nations has plans to mandate all countries in the world to adopt digital IDs. These sustainable development goals include a public-private partnership between the United Nations and an organization called the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum is an association of over 400 stakeholders from the private sector and government organizations. I have printed here the list under B. There are over 4,000 organizations, but to give you a sample, if you look on the list number B, such as Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bank of America, Banco Santander, which is a big Spanish bank in England, Bangkok Bank, Bank of China, Barclays Bank, Bayer Chemical Company, BlackRock Investment Company, and Bloomberg Financial. All the wealthy elites are involved. They hold an annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, in the spring, where the airport is full of private planes. It's ironic, considering that one of their goals is to reduce the carbon footprint. We know all about carbon footprints because it's been coming down round us all this week. The WAEF signed a partnership agreement with the United Nations in 2019, just before the pandemic. The private sector provides the financial resources and technical knowledge to implement digital IDs. They had a practice run in a number of countries, including Canada, during the pandemic, where people were required to produce digital evidence that they had been vaccinated in order to travel. It wasn't a wild success. Digital IDs offer the possibility of the private stakeholders to make money and for the governments to get control of their citizens. But this is only the first stage of the digital revolution. They're now starting to mention the next phase, which is central bank digital currencies. This was actually in the National Post recently. They expect to roll out all these plans by 2025, and the sustainable goals are to be met by 2030. What is the problem? The danger is digital IDs and CDBCs, digital currencies, is a loss of human rights and freedoms. The man who explained all this on YouTube started by, he's a financial advisor, a financial commentator, and he started by quoting a scripture, Revelation 13, verse 16 and 17. And it says, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he who had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. He recognized where the digital IDs and digital currencies are going. For example, if the government decides that you are spending too much carbon in your life, they can stop your currency. Your digital ID won't be valid if you want to travel. I mean, we've all seen this going on in China, where they have a social credit system. If your social credit numbers are not up to scratch, you can't travel, you can't buy and sell. So at the moment, there is one element missing, and that is the beast. I don't think seriously the United Nations is the beast. Or the WEF. But they're working up towards it. It would appear from scripture that the beast would only be present in the last 3.5 years before the return of Christ. At the moment, there is no evidence or sign of the beast. But all of the digital currency and digital IDs could be a preparation for the appearance of the beast of Revelation. However, before you turn this into a word of discouragement, you've got to remember the scriptures. Remember 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you were able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may bear it. Doesn't mean escape it completely, but bear it. If our Christian walk is one of fear, compromise, and disobedience to God, we may not escape the clutches of the beast. We need the Holy Spirit, for it says in 1 Timothy 1, verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5 to 9. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5 to 9. Remember, you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that have been drunk, are drunk in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be warned of what's coming. We need to be encouraged that we know that God's promises are faithful. We can count on God. Brethren, I know many of you are keeping watch out of CGI Burlington, and I encourage you all to check this out on a regular basis, where he checks out world news. They comment on world news and what applies. So we need to be warned and we need to be aware. And episode 29 is relevant to this word of encouragement. So take care, brethren. Keep your eyes open.